And then you'd have carry-up juice, carry buckets of juice. I've had to do that. And then somebody had to work. Of course, the man that was making molasses, he stood there all the time, you know, by the pan. And the ones that were skinny, we had something, you know, with a handle, and I cut it a little bit like a shovel. And you just shovel that up, you know, and have a hole dug in the ground, they call it the skinning hole. And whooping you, if you stepped into that while it was hot, everybody usually took care of that thing, though.
How did you keep it on the table? Did you have it in a pitcher, or?
Sometimes we had a little syrup pitcher glass with a handle. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, mother had one, it got broken. Well, she just used a tin can, I believe it was, or maybe a glass jar or something. I use a glass jar now, I don't have a syrup pitcher now.
What is a stand, or what is a molasses stand?
Well, now that was what you call, it's the same thing as a syrup pitcher. Molasses stand, yeah. It was glass and had a handle, and then it had a kind of a metal lid, you know, and you pull that back, you know.
I see.
Poured out the sorghum.
Uh-huh. So it's the same thing, actually, as a pitcher.
Yes, I call it the same thing.
Did it have legs? Would it stand on legs, or?
No, it's just, kind of like a jar, or a little bit like a glass, only it was shaped different.
And would you tell me how you used to prepare eggs for the family?
Well, different ways. For sick people, they would poach them. You know, put them on water, let the water get hot. Take a spoon, dip that up, and pour it over until they cooked them. And not put any grease in them, you know, put just a little butter and maybe a tiny bit of salt. Now that was for sick people. And of course, they fried eggs and they boiled them. I still do that.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the two parts of the egg inside the shell as a girl? What were they called?
Which?
The two parts of the egg inside the shell?
Oh, the yolk and the white. Yeah.
Did you ever make any hominy?
Oh, yes.
Would you describe that?
We had a great big old wash kettle. My grandfather had used it to boil molasses in. Well, my mother used it. She used it to cook out lard. And she used to make, sometimes when she wanted to make a lot of hominy, then she made souse meat. I'm sure you've heard of that. That was, you cook the head and feet of the hog till all that meat would slip off the bone, get the bone out then. And then they call it souse meat, and some people call it pressed meat. And then you season it with salt and black pepper and sage if you liked that seasoning. And pressed it, you know, between something. And I remember, it's part of the family, it's their farmer's house meat. I never cared anything about it. I always liked the sausage, but I didn't care a thing about the sausage meat.
Let's come back to hominy for a minute, and I'd like to ask you more about the sausage and things.
How it was made?
Yes. Did they always call it hominy, by the way?
That's all I've heard it called.
Shell
the corn and put it in water in a kettle and boil it. And you put in ashes, used ashes out of the fireplace. But then big mean people have stove. Used them, put them in a bag, you know, tied it up, put it in there, and of course it would cause that skin to get loose on the corn. And then when you cooked enough, took it out of that and washed out the all the hominy, all the ashes off of it, and it made a lie, you know, what it made.